So we will start, and as you know, this is really the final moon of the year. But not only that, it is also the final phase of the year, because we moved into the final phase of the year on November the 1st. And as you know, there's 8 spokes to the wheel of the year, and every 45 days, the energy of the earth changes. And so on the 1st of November, we had the last shift, the 8th spoke of the wheel for the year. And so this is a time where we go within. This is the time, this is the winter of the soul. So we go within and we look at everything that we have learned during the year. And we integrate it all in preparation for when the mother goes deepest into the womb at winter solstice. So we are preparing and we are integrating everything that we have come across this year and everything that we have learned. And we're taking ourselves to that place of spiritual life within us, because we are temples of light. We are beings of light. And we are now in this time, of course, of chaos in the world. And so it is the end times. And so we are the builders of the new dawn. We are the light. We are now in a great time of transparency, because we have all the chaos in our political world, not only in America, but all over the world. We have, the old ways are falling away, because they, in politics and everything else, they can't really get anything done because it's not of service to humanity. And unless something is of service to humanity, it will have lots of roadblocks at the moment. And of course, then we have all of the things that nobody wants to talk about, the chaos in the world, which is human trafficking and pedophilia and sexual abuse. So these are coming out in this world of transparency. The pedophilia hasn't come yet, but that is going to be huge when it comes. President Obama decided he wasn't going to do anything about it, but it's rampant in the world, and it's touching all stratas of society, and it's in the elite part of society, it is extremely prolific. And so the 3 countries that are mostly touched by it in the elite is the United States, the United Kingdom, and Australia. They are noted as the 3 countries that are rampant in the elite part of our world, and the people that look at themselves as the elite, but they seem to be the biggest people who are engaged in this horrible situation. And so our world, and as we go within at this time of the end of the year, we can look at this, and because we are temples of light, we can send out energy to transmute this in the world. And if you look at it, we have the violet flame, which is the flame of transmutation. We have Master Saint Germain, who is master of the 7th ray and who is in charge of bringing in all of the new energies for into the 5th dimension and for our new age. And so here we are with the flame of transmutation, and then we have the golden flame, which is the flame of the 5th dimension, the flame of the new consciousness, of the new dispensation, taking us forward in the world. And as this flame takes us forward, these 2 flames, they work like twin flames. They work together, one to transmute and one to bring forth. And so it brings forth the beauty of the world, and it brings forth all that we can do. And we can change anything in the world, because we are spiritual alchemists. And this is what the work of the golden flame is about. This is what the work of the masters are about. And, this year has been highly charged, even though we've had a lot of chaos in the world, with the masters and all the beings of light are coming much closer to the earth. They are working much closer with us. And when we were in France this year, in August and September. We had Mother Mary and we had Mary Magdalene really, really, really working with us. And then when we went to Ireland to do the tour, and the opening of the sixth interdimensional gateway at Tara, and you saw a lot of you that the photograph that was sent out showing what happened in the middle of the meditation when we started our meditation at Tara. The sky was overcast, then all the sun came out and we had the circle, and then in the middle of it we had what you saw was a blue dot, which was Mother Mary, and she traveled with us the whole time we were having the tour in Ireland. And you know, we're going in now, and at winter solstice we move into the seventh stage of the 13 steps into the fifth dimension. And we're going, next year we're going to be opening to beauty. This year we were opening to wisdom. So we have all these beings working with us. When we went to Egypt, we had Vera Stanley Alder. And for those of you that don't know who Vera Stanley Alder is, Vera Stanley Alder was a mystic, an English mystic, and she wrote most of her books in the 1930s and 40s. And she was born in 1898, and she died in 1984. But she was an amazing teacher. One of her first books that she wrote was Finding the Third Eye. And she was with us in Egypt. And every morning, one of the, you know, on each of these trips, whoever was with us, and like in Ireland, it was Mother Mary, so I would get a message from her every morning. In Egypt, it was Vera Stanley Alder, and I knew what was going to happen during the day, because she would tell me the place where the most profound things were going to happen to us. And then when we went to Peru, we had Lord Melchizedek, so he was with us there. And then when we went to Bolivia, we had Master Saint Germain. So each of those, because they're all involved in the new dispensation that is coming in, each of them had a message for us, and each of the people that were on these tours had amazing experiences with all these beings. We had special initiations, we had special ceremonies where we certain things happened for us. And this is what's happening in the world today. And this is what's going to come true. And we, as we go within in this time, we will find ourselves connecting with these amazing beings. And so that when we come to next year of awakening to wisdom, which happens at winter solstice, we will be our awakening to beauty. This year was awakening to wisdom, and the wisdom has come true. And so now we are moving forward to beauty. And the beauty is more than skin deep. The beauty is about what's within, not only within ourselves, but within the womb, within the earth, within everything, within every being. It is asking us to look at the oneness. And, you know, we are much more than our past. And we are much more than the world defines us to be. We are in the process of integrating ourselves into amazing beings of light. We are of the unified consciousness. We are bringing forth this special energy of the unified consciousness of the divine masculine, divine feminine in perfect balance within each of us. And as we commit ourselves to our daily practice, especially now in this time of meditation and the time of going within ourselves, we take ourselves to places that take us to a new paradigm within ourselves. It opens us up to the new dispensation. It's taking us to a place where we recognize each other in the oneness that we are. That we are love, that we are light, that we are compassion, that we are forgiveness. And the beings of light are working with us to make all of this happen. And as we bring this year to a close and bring ourselves to a close of another chapter of our life, we take ourselves to this place of being. And by being, we emanate a beautiful energy of light, because we are temples of light. And as we do this, we change the world about us. All we have to do is be. Stand outside the box. Use discernment. Not get involved. Because once we get involved, we get emotionally involved. And so as we stand outside the box, we can send love and light. And we bring forth the new dispensation. Because we are the beings of light. And as we do this, we change the world about us. Not only do we change ourselves, we change our vibration. We take ourselves to a new level of understanding. We become the spiritual alchemist that we were meant to be as we feed our soul, as we come to understand our soul and our holy purpose. This comes together. So let us take a few deep breaths, and we get ourselves, prepare ourselves for the meditation, to feel that golden light that is within each of us. And also our understanding of the violet flame of transmutation. And how these two flames come together to change our lives, to change the world, because we are the change agents. Everything comes from within us. As we connect together as beings of light, we form the oneness. We realize we are all from the same sack of flour. The beggar on the side of the street is part of me, is part of you. Everybody is part of each other. There is no separation. So let us take another deep breath and feel the beauty of our heart as we feel this heart, and it glows. And there is an amazing pink lotus within our heart. And out of this heart comes a beautiful golden flame, the golden flame of light, of love, of unified consciousness, of the new dispensation. We feel it in every cell of our body. We feel its vibration. We feel its energy run through our DNA as it awakens us to the beauty of who we are, to our special purpose of being. And this light emanates love, compassion, understanding, forgiveness. And as the flame moves up to the high heart, it awakens us to the understanding that we think with our heart. The heart has a brain, and this golden flame stimulates that brain. And it brings us an understanding of the heart, of thinking within the heart, and how the heart and mind become one. As we bring the brain down to the brain of the heart, they commingle, and a new energy is born. A new vibration emanates from us all through this golden flame. And the golden flame continues on up, awakening us touching us and the world about us. And the flame continues on up toward throat chakra. And here it awakens the power of sound. And sound is a special purpose. Sound goes back through the ages. Sounds awakens the ancient sites. Sounds awaken the standing stones. Sound awakens the ancient buildings. It awakens them. To the knowledge that is stored within them, the wisdom that is held. It awakens the sacredness. And that sound awakens each of us. So that is why when we sing, we bring joy. When we listen to music, we bring joy. Because it's the sound of that music. So we work to be impeccable with our words. Because if we get angry, our vibration drops. And we hurt maybe somebody. And so we look at ourselves and we say, what would I do if somebody did that to me? And so this is the energy of the golden flame. It awakens us to a new understanding of the power of the spoken word, of the power of sound. The ancients used sound to create. We are now back using sound to create. We are mystical beings, and we let the sound emanate from us. And the flame continues on up to the third eye. And there it awakens and connects us with the gifts of the mother. And the gifts of the mother take us to whole new worlds. The gift of intuition, of clairvoyance, clairaudience, forward viewing, telepathy. All of these gifts, our intuition, are gifts of the mother. It is the reason for baptism when we are children, to crack the shell, to allow the gifts of the mother to flow into us. And here, the golden flame enhances these gifts. It allows us to feel the beauty of who we are, the beauty of the divine feminine, as we come to understand the power that lies within each of us as we connect with the gifts of the mother. And now the flame moves on up to our crown chakra, opening us up to the cosmos. And this flame connects us to the cosmos, to all that there is, to all of the ancient wisdom, to the blessings that flow into our lives. We feel the cosmic Christ. We feel all of the cosmic beings connect with us. They come together in a chorus and connect with us, taking us to a place of understanding, of peace, of love. And we embrace this peace and this love. As the golden flame continues on up to our soul star, which is about 8 inches above our crown chakra. And there we connect with our soul star. and we feel all the blessings of our soul. We connect with our soul. It awakens us to our being, to our holy purpose, and to why we have chosen to be here at this time. We are here to bring forth the new dispensation, the love, the compassion, the forgiveness, the oneness. And from our soul star, we shoot a golden arrow. Attached to it is a golden cord. And it goes on up to the sun behind the sun and connects with infinite spirit, with the divine Father Mother. And we follow this golden cord. And as we follow this golden cord, we feel the love, the compassion that we have for ourselves, the gratitude we have for ourselves. And as we continue on up, we are welcomed into the arms of the Mother. And she holds us and embraces us. The Father blesses us and greets us. And we are loved and we are cherished. And we sit and are held in the arms of the Mother as the Father blesses us. And so, we now rest in the arms of the Mother, being blessed by the Father. And when we are ready, we come back to our place of being, grateful for all that we have experienced, awakening ourselves to the true beauty of who we are, divine temples of light, of love, of compassion, of forgiveness, of gratitude, because we are the ultimate alchemist, the being of light, the temple of light, shining out in the world. So it is.
Thank you. Umbar?
Yes?
This is Rex.
Hi, Rex. I'm going to email you tonight.
That's fine. Thank you for that. But I wanted to say that what you just expressed was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Finbar. Many blessings.
And you too.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Finbar.
Thank you.
You know, Finbar, I feel like I'm back in St. Sulpice in Paris.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was what you said resonated so much with the French tour that for me, ended at St. Sulpice.
You'll have to come back in March with us.
That would be a joy.
And do the seventh opening of the interdimensional gateway at Chart. It's going to be an amazing tour. We have all sorts of wonderful things in Paris that we have not ever experienced on a tour before. And of course, Mont Saint Michael and all of, and of course, everything at Chart is always magnificent.
Yes. Thank you, Finbar. I've not traveled with you, but I look forward to doing it soon.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Finbar, I'm getting a sharp pain over my right eye.
You're getting what?
A sharp pain, like over my right eye.
That is just your third eye awakening, broadening itself to a new understanding of who you are.
Well, good. It's clear. It's definitely, it's like my entire forehead.
Yeah. It will open itself up for you. You will be a new person when you wake up in the morning.
Yay!
Good night, Finbar.
Good night, Rex. Be in touch.
Okay.